feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky bitches.
Yes, indeed you are.
Darling! Oh, you're being gay. Good job. Carry on.
Yeah, carry on, everyone.
Oh, I've got that clip.
Carry on. Carry on.
Dua Lipa on Gaydio Physical. Neil and Debbie here. This Saturday morning. Welcome to the show.
It's one word not to describe us, isn't it, there? Physical.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah. We'll just sit this one out, please, Dua Lipa, if you don't mind. Are you all right, love? You all right?
I'm okay, yes. Thank you very much. How are you? I feel a bit fat at the moment, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's nice. At this is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. We're also on Instagram. What's our Instagram, please, Neil?
This is Ndebs.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. This is Ndebs.
And are we on X? Can you X us now?
You're joking. Hmm. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this.
He's been trilling around with his toys for another week. And I had to actually clear my history because I didn't, when I saw the word X come up when I typed in Twitter, what's he done that for?
I had no idea.
Is he going through the alphabet? Will it be B next week? What's it? Why is it X?
Well, it's meant to be sexy, isn't it? You know, it's like.
Oh, please, the internet. No, the internet isn't sexy. Actually, maybe yes. Let's move on.
Sunny Foda, that's called Asking on Gaydio. This isn't it. Did you hear some talking then? Was that on the end of that?
Yes, it might have been, Neil.
Right. Oh, yes. What? What is it?
You've totally forgotten, haven't you?
It's not your birthday until next week.
Oh, you absolute poop. Neil, what's the date today?
It's the 29th.
29th? Mm. Yeah, when's my birthday?
1st of August.
Correct. Which is Tuesday.
That's right.
This is the limited edition birthday show.
Oh, yes.
You don't have it after your birthday.
No, that's true. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I had forgotten. Yes.
Yeah.
I had sent you your card ages ago, though.
It's all right, Neil. It's the limited edition birthday show. It's all right. No. Did anyone remember? 1st of August.
All right.
August Leo. Oh, no one. But lucky for you, Neil, I hadn't forgotten. So, you know, when it's Neil and my birthday and your birthday, we always like to celebrate. I put some nibbles in the oven, Neil.
Oh,
I've got some Monster Munch, virtual nibbles
in
are out.
Oven?
Monster Munch in the oven. No, Monster Munch are out in bowls.
Right. Okay.
And of course, we have to have what's its. And I've got some lovely Linda McCartney sausages and some beautiful nibbles from our favourite Nigella.
Oh.
So they should be ready any minute. Oh, no, Neil.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Oh, no. Comedy sound effect, they're burning. I'll go and get them out now. You play a song, love.
Happy
Thanks
birthday.
For remembering.
Enjoy your life. Very important message there in that song.
My mother said to me.
It's a song about her dead mother, Neil, that was her last words.
Yes. Yeah.
Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
No pressure there then. This is Ndebs on X. Are we allowed to say Twitter now? Is it just called X?
I think it's just X. It's been rebranded.
X. Yeah. Well, stuff him with saying Twitter. Back on Twitter, if you'd like to send us a massage, it's at This is Ndebs. Neil is looking after Instagram and is there in a moment. Hashtag This is Ndebs.
That's
is
right.
Is that correct?
That's right. That's correct.
I'll say good morning to Dirty Jane. Hello, Dirty Jane, who wants us to know that Christina Aguilera has got a new single out.
Oh, right.
Thank you for that breaking news. And talking of news,
the good, the bad, and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Right. Once again, we delve into things that have been going on in the world, and I'm afraid piling on the hatred from the Russian president once again this week as Vladimir Putin signed into law a ban on changing gender in Russia. It also means there's now a ban on post-surgery transgender people from adopting children and annuls marriages of post-surgery transgender people. The new laws are said to be a reaction to Western anti-family ideology and a restoration of traditional values. BBC was forced to apologise this week for an inappropriate question one of its reporters asked a Moroccan player at the Women's World Cup regarding whether there are any lesbians on the Moroccan national team. The reporter also asked what life is like for any potential gay player in the Islamic country where same-sex relations are illegal. BBC had to apologise for that reporter's conduct in a press conference. And finally, the former Lioness and England captain turned TV sports presenter Alex Scott has been telling the recent GQ Heroes event about wearing the One Love armband at the World Cup in Qatar to display solidarity with the LGBT community. It says it's somewhat come as a cost. The One Love armbands were supposed to promote inclusion and send a message against discrimination. Alex says the very fact she chose to support the positive affirmation prompted the exact kind of negative reaction the armband was promoting against. Alex says the after effects still haven't gone away.
I feel like it's ongoing, to be honest. After Qatar, I had to disappear. I mean, I disappeared somewhere nice. I did go to Barbados. I need to get away. I just need to be on an island and just escape life. And that's the cost, because the abuse, everything goes with it, the hate, the death threats. And do you know what? It's actually sad that I'm like, it's nothing new.
Fair play to her, though, for standing out and doing what she did.
That's shocking, love.
I know.
Isn't that shocking?
I know.
Holy moly. And we also, I didn't know whether you were going to mention the beautiful Sinead O'Connor in your news.
Oh,
I noticed you didn't.
Yes.
So, but we're going to do something special for Sinead, aren't we? We're going to do something
absolutely
beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Right.
What a world we live in, eh?
It's quite an inappropriate ending, Neil. Insensitive.
I'll play a song, shall I?
Yes.
Yes.
Please, Neil, because that's, very awkward now.
Saturday morning on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. This is Saturday. You can tweet us at This Is
Saturday.
Oh, yes.
This is Saturday. I hadn't noticed.
Well, you can X us. I don't know what to say anymore. At This Is Ndebs, at Gaydio. And he also Instagram us. This Is Ndebs. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, email is ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. There we are.
Well, I hope we get better than this as the show goes on. The wheels are nearly off. We've barely gone on air. Would you like to know what's on today's show?
Oh, yes,
I know.
Yes.
Yeah, because this is the bit where you usually say what's on today's show. I have found, we talked last week about this, didn't we?
Is Barbie a communist?
Maybe.
Well, there is a contender that's going to show girls push Ken down the invisible plastic stairs in Barbie's mansion. And it's the first ever gay doll. Did you know about this?
No.
So we're going back in time to 1977.
Right.
When, well, this toy came on the market.
Bob was 13 inches tall, ooh, wore cowboy boots. He came with a leather man bag and a fashion catalog.
Oh.
Gay Bob was anatomically correct.
Yes, he was.
I bet he was.
He was released just as something huge was happening in America.
Right.
That was sort of an anti-gay bill.
Oh.
And honestly, this I've never known 13 inches of plastic to be so political, but Gay Bob was. Can I tell you about that and the fight it caused with Anita Bryant? Yes!
Oh, bring it on,
yeah.
Yes! Switch Disco and Robert Miles featuring Ella Henderson on that one. Neil and Debbie here, that's called
Thank
React.
God. Thank God. And we will. Let's react live now to it, Neil. No, Neil, it's only for the Robert Miles bit. I've never been a fan of it. If you're going to do a song without lyrics, make it phenomenal. Ba-ba-na-na-na. I'm talking Salva Mia. Oh, no, that has got lyrics, actually. I'm talking something just, moving, and children just didn't do it for me.
No, I know.
But that's much better with Ella Henderson. Thank God for her. Sorry, I shouldn't talk ill about the dead, should I? Because Robert Miles, RIP. This is Ndebs at Gaydio at what's us on Twitter? What's us on
This is Ndebs
Instagram?
On Insta, yeah.
Insta. Oh, you said Insta. Yuck. Spray it. Instagram, please. No, we're not Steve Wright. They're all the ways to get in contact, yo, and we'd love you to. Neil, I'm going to play you something now to set a scene. When I look at the world today and when I hear about what you've just said about Putin and the lesbians in Italy as well, who are the lesbians who've been told they've got to, the names of the two mums have been ripped off the birth certificate. Have you heard about that now? They're so anti-gay. You heard about this?
Oh, no. Go on.
Honestly, love, it's like we are going back to 1977 when this stupid cow raged her hate about gay people all across America. And actually, it's no different to now. The same old farty arguments are being hoisted around.
Yeah.
And this is Anita Bryant. Do you know who Anita Bryant is?
Oh, yeah. She was very homophobic
vile
in the 70s.
Cow.
Yeah.
An absolute vile cow who she is. I'm going to just do praise to you just playing you this.
Local resident Anita Bryant, a former Miss Oklahoma, winner of 3 gold records, and known for her promotion of orange juice, took up the battle against the ordinance.
I wouldn't be totally honest if I didn't share this with you, that I believe that more than ever before that there are evil forces round about us.
Let's talk about gays.
Even perhaps disguised as something good. That would want to tear down the very foundation, the family unit that holds America together.
She's talking about gay people here, Neil, and that was 1977 when there was a fight for, guess what, equality. That gay people don't get discriminated when they go for housing, go for jobs, and they can teach in schools. But that silly moo wanted that rule abolished. Luckily, someone came along with a pie and shoved it in her face.
If we were going to go on a crusade across the nation and try to do away with the homosexuals, and
Security agent.
No, let him stay.
No.
Let him stay.
Well, at least it's a fruit pie.
Let's pray for him right now. Anita, let's pray.
Come on.
Anita, why don't you pray? That's all right.
Father.
And so it was
father
an actual pie. I didn't realise. So she was pied in the face. That's brilliant.
She was pied in the face by a fabulous homosexual who thought what she was saying was so crap, it needed a pie in her face. So at the same time, Neil, there was somebody who unleashed a doll to be political. And that doll was... Go on.
I think we should hold on because we've been chatting a long time here.
No, I know that. Neil, you've interrupted my tease. That doll was created called Gay Bob, and we shall find more out about Gay Bob in a moment.
Can't wait.
Well, you mucked up the end of that beautiful link, didn't you?
Delicious. Padam padam. It's Kylie on Gaydio.
Still the best song of 2023.
Totally.
At the sendebs at gaydio, email endebs@gaydio.co.uk. We were talking about Gay Bob. If you just turned on the radio, Barbie is so not the big story. Gay Bob has unearthed himself from 1977 because of all the Barbie news. First ever gay doll. And I just couldn't play you this. It's from a brilliant interview that was out on the internet from Queer Economy, and it's Trev, a guy called Trev, reporting. And you've got to remember, this was in 1977.
Right.
This was a year before Harvey Milk was assassinated.
Yes.
And it was also a couple of years after the Stonewall riots in 1968. So that's the era we're talking about. Someone in protest released this doll.
Do you know the story of the first gay doll? It was called Gay Bob. And when it hit the market in the 70s, it received both acclaim and outrage. Gay Bob's box was designed to look like a closet, and it featured closet doors on the outside. So when he was removed from the packaging, it was like he was coming out of the closet. Bob was 13 inches tall, wore cuffed blue jeans, cowboy boots, a plaid shirt, a gold chain around his neck, and one pierced ear with a blue earring. He came with a leather man bag and a fashion catalog. Unlike the Ken doll, Gay Bob was anatomically correct.
How beautiful. Wow. And I bet a lot of people inspected, because it's the first thing you do, isn't it? Oh, look. Where's Ken? He's very flat. So that's the story of Gay Bob. So I think we should salute Gay Bob because it was released in such a controversial time. And guess what? The haters are going to hate, but he sold out and had to go to another reproduction run because so many people want him. And if you've got one now, you are licking your lips and clapping your hands because he's worth a fortune.
Oh, really?
And Neil, he's anatomically correct.
Ooh. Joel Corry on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here. Are you just talking about Gay Bob? I'm having a look. He looks a bit like, he's got blonde hair, whereas Action Man had dark hair, but they're fairly similar in looks. But he's kind of hot, isn't he? Wow.
Well, Neil, I can hook you up.
I mean, you know, Barbie, the movie, that you're right, that this deserves a rerun. Bring back Gay Bob.
Oh,
what I say.
Excuse me, love. You have no. There is the best article in the Pink News, which we'll get to later, which is all the hidden. We need to go and see Barbie the movie. It's all the hidden LGBTQ+ references in that film. Or should I say, not so hidden? Oh, right. My God, there's lesbian Barbie. There's lesbian Barbie in it with the short hair. Right. Have you heard about her?
No, I haven't. I'm itching to go and see it.
Well, don't see a doctor. But there's some brilliant things we must get to later, sure. Thank you, sure.
Yeah.
Can we go over to Twitter, Neil? Because we've been very rude.
I don't technically think it's called that anymore.
Go on. What do we have to call it?
X.
What do we have to call it?
It's X.
X.
Oh. You're joking.
No, we're not, Brenda.
Not another one?
Stupid name change by that idiot playing with his toys. Well, I'm calling it Twitter until I get thrown off.
Okay.
James tweets. Well, I'm not going to say James X's, am I?
Well, exactly.
James tweets.
And the thing is,
James,
you know, like when people are doing a search on the internet, you Google something, it's become parlance for talking to people online, Twitter. What a stupid thing to get rid of.
Yeah, well, look who did it. James tweets, you absolutely cannot beat This Is Ndebs on a wet weekend. Ooh. Their dulcet tones can brighten up the most miserable of Saturday mornings. Love heart, with the heart with your fingers. That one. Heart emoji with the fingers. I don't know what that's called, because that's... No, actually, that sounds filthy. James, I'm so sorry. I was slightly sullied that, but it's beautiful to hear from you.
Just coming up on 11, this is Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio this Saturday morning. Anything else to talk about on the show?
No, you said there's no time before the news, so I had to shut up. You said we didn't have time to tease anything. I was going to say something about Sinead O'Connor, but you've
run out of time now. Steve Angelo, Robin S, Show Me Love.
Show Me Love.
Neil and Debbie here, and a very sad news this week about Sinead O'Connor. I was absolutely shocked to hear, weren't you?
Well, I messaged you because Lisa, Australian, some beautiful girlfriend, sent me a message. I went, no, that can't be. That is absolutely not true. And then I realised it totally was true. Messaged you and messaged Phil Marriott, RRTT, because he absolutely adores her. Mm. And it's like, no, what? No. And then you start pouring over all the songs that the brilliant songs, which we'll get to. We're going to play one in a moment. But no, it was just like, no, not Sinead.
And she was a beautiful human being. Years and years ago, I was working on a radio station and we got news of a young listener, a teenager, who was a huge Sinead fan, and she was dying of terminal cancer. And we reached out to Sinead. This is quite early on in her career, and told her the situation with this girl. We did through the record company. Anyway, she invited her to London. She spent some time with her, and really, really made the last few months of her life very special in what she did. So I'll never forget that about Sinead O'Connor.
That says so much, doesn't it?
Mm.
That is absolutely beautiful. I also remember beautiful Phil Marriott, RRTT, who we've worked with for years. He interviewed Sinead O'Connor, and there's a stunning photo up on his Twitter, which we've retweeted. And she clearly loved him because she hated being interviewed by the press because she didn't like fame. She didn't want fame.
No.
She didn't write pop songs. She wrote protest songs, and that's what she was about. And I remember Phil, and I'll share the story with you. He got a message from her when we were working at Gaydar. She was asking him for love advice of how for men.
Oh. What, Phil?
No, yeah. She was asking how to do things.
What?
She's asking for top tips.
Oh.
And they did a whole show on it. I mean, it's just, look at the time now. I can't really talk about it right now. Maybe we'll save this for the podcast extra bits. But in a moment, can I share with you a Pinkopedia about some fabulous things and amazing things from Sinead O'Connor in her life. But right now, this song, we've got to play it for producer Robin, haven't we? This is such a stunning song. It's his favourite song.
I love this.
What is it, Neil?
It is The Wolf Is Getting Married. Shh. Sinead O'Connor on KDO. The Wolf is Getting Married. That's the Carl Teo Morjak mix.
It's beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. I'd forgotten about that. You forget about the amazing songs. I'm not even going to say this, but see how you react to this.
Oh, yeah, Mandinka. Oh, yeah. I love this.
She and her voice when this kicks in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm dancing with seven. Join in, Neil. Watching the pig of my scar. Get the high notes. See all the black on the face. So I can give you my heart. Isn't that beautiful?
It's
before
lovely.
We play the whole thing, and poor Chris from Gaydio goes, what are they doing? No, we're paying tribute to the wonderful Sinead O'Connor, who we lost this week. And she was a pretty big gay icon for reasons which you'll find out now with our limited edition Pinkopedia. Who needs Wiki when we got Pinky? Born in, Neil, I haven't done one of these for quite a while.
I know you haven't.
She's born in 1966. Her childhood could fill an entire show, but we will not do that here. We're going straight to 1981 when she was discovered, age 15, by an Irish band called Tuanua. Tuanua? Tia. And she was doing an audition and she sang Barbra Streisand's Evergreen.
Oh.
They thought she was so amazing. They wanted to sign her up, but she was too young. Then The Edge spotted her and then she sang with him before she got signed to her own record label.
I didn't know
and
that.
She released the incredible The Lion and the Cobra, which that song there was from. Talking of album titles, Neil, she did some of the best ones, including I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got and I'm Not Bossy. I'm the boss, the wonderful Sinead O'Connor. And she's probably super famous for destroying her own career in America, which she said made her career when she ripped up a photo of the Pope on Saturday Night Live. You can imagine how that went down. Mm. But do you know why she did that photo?
No.
Good, because I've got the answer. Her, you know, the Nothing Compares to You video, and she cries.
Oh, yes.
And she cries when she sings the line about Mama's flowers. Oh, the plan is diversity plan, Mama, in the backyard. Her mother died, and when her mother died, she went up to her bedroom, and she took a photo of the Pope off her bedroom wall. That's the photo she ripped up in Saturday Night Live because it meant way more than just about religion.
Wow.
But you have to read her book to get to that. We're moving on, Neil, because in 2000, she came out as a lesbian in Curve magazine. Then she retracted that and said, no, I'm 3/4 heterosexual and 1/4 gay. Then she retracted that and put a dating app advert out asking for someone to be no younger than 44, has to be employed. I'm not fussy when it comes to capacity, but wheel clampers need not apply. No hair dye and must not be named Brian or Nigel. So she did her own dating thing through her own website and ended up with a woman.
Right.
That's as far as I've got here for now, Neil, because we have gone on quite a bit. Needless to say, she's absolutely ruddy talented. And later on, I shall tell you the story behind her shaved head in the video.
Oh, wow.
Because there's a reason behind it. There's a story behind it.
Oh, that's great.
Love
that's great. Thank you very much.
We do.
Indeed.
We think you're
really
fabulous.
Good. Jakarta and American Dream on Gaydio.
On Twitter at This Is Endebs.
What's that for?
I wouldn't have played that this week, maybe, but never mind. At This Is Endebs, at Gaydio. I want to say hello. And Neil's on Instagram. What's the email, please? What's the
This
Instagram
is Endebs
thing?
On Instagram.
At This Is Endebs, is it? Is it at?
Yeah.
This Is Endebs. There we are. Hello to James Arthur. Not the singer, Neil. Not the singer. The wonderful Jimmy. Who is listening in London, England. So it's beautiful to have you listening in London, England, James Arthur.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the
Lady Gaga's Government Hooker. Yes, these are all tracks special treats for your birthday, I would say, really. No, come on.
Oh, quick, we've forgotten. Get the tinfoil out and wrap the present up. Wrap, just wrap up anything. Wrap up anything. There's some crackers. That's superb, Neil. I don't think we're going to get better than that.
Okay, well, next up is Rasheen Murphy.
Oh, I take it back.
Rasheen Murphy and Let Me Know on track number 2, your freedom of choice choices this morning. Okay.
Okay, yes. Okay. Number 3, no please. No. Beautiful Queen, Rasheen.
Yes, your last choice, another absolute belter. This is from Duh, Sun Rising Up. Duh. Sun Rising Up, your third and final choice on this week's Freedom of Choice. There we are.
Okay. Neil, you have done a very cruel thing there, haven't you?
I know, yes.
You've done a very cruel thing.
Yeah.
On my birthday, pre-birthday, you've picked 3 songs that I'd find it impossible to pick between.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you, Neil, for this unexpected birthday present. So I may have all 3 because that's a birthday wish.
That's not permitted, unfortunately.
No? Well, who sticks to the rules? I'd like all 3! Thank you, Neil.
Super Mode and Tell Me Why on Gadio. We've got Mason versus Princess Superstar on the way very soon as well. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning.
And also, when songs told you what to do from the 90s, we're going to play, we're going back to a song that you and I adore, Neil. Now, honey, let me tell you something.
Oh, yes.
No Man in the World is coming up. That song's coming up. And also, there's been a rumour that a certain icon, my thing isn't loading, has been secretly releasing music throughout 2023.
Really?
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock,
Madonna secretly channeling out songs.
No.
Without us knowing, which, yes, she has. Would you like more about that in a moment? She's an August Leo, Neil, ergo a winner, not a loser like July.
Takes me back, but Kim Sims, Too Blind to See It.
You were too blind to see it, you idiot. Who has been too blind to see it in your life, Neil? Who let you go?
I was.
Go on, tell me.
Years ago, I met this guy and I was sort of in a relationship with him, but we weren't. And it wasn't until quite recently when I was reviewing my life, looking at my life, I thought the one that got away was this guy, Paul. Yeah.
Oh, Paul. Right, paging Paul. If anyone knows Paul, is he anatomically correct, like Gay Bob?
Gay Bob. I think so, yes.
So do we know, is Paul in the country? This could be a rekindle.
I think he's back in Malaysia.
Oh, what a shock. Okay. All right, so maybe if anyone knows someone called Paul in Malaysia, tell him that Neil still thinks about him every now and again.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's happily married now. It's been a relationship for like 18,
Neil, no
20
one's
years.
Happily married. That's what's more on you fool.
Oh dear.
Someone asked Lisa and I recently when we went to Kent to see some people. They said, "So does are you and Lisa going to get married?" And before they could even finish the word "marriage," she went, "No, no." And I sort of went, "Yeah, don't believe in that. I don't believe in it. It just doesn't exist. Just not for me.
You. No,
not for me, love. No."
Lisa will be here later on. She's filed a report, I believe.
Correct. Lovely link. So I was going to go down an analogy about a dog not having a collar or a leash. And that's far happier that you... I'm sort of regretting it now. Anyway, it's Neil and Debbie here and Gay Dear, hi.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the...
A little earlier on, I gave Debbie 3 choices to choose from. Lady Gaga's Government Hooker, Rasheen Murphy, Let Me Know, and Dirt Sun Rising Up. Those were your 3 freedom of choices this week. Only one mind can we hear in full now. Which is it going to be?
I'd like to use my death choke on you, Neil, to play all 3 of them. All 3 of them.
Right.
You see my Jedi mind powers now, Neil?
I don't
have
think...
all... not got time because it's nearly 11 o'clock. Will,
even no. The news won't work for you, Jedi for mind. Yeah.
No. You want to bet? You want to bet? So in which case, may I please pick, and it's very hard not to pick all three, but because she did a duet with Tony Bennett who died last week.
Okay, yeah.
Could we please have Government Hooker? But only if you promise to do your hands on your hips and the walk-on music. So wait for the smoke to come up around you and then you walk to the beat when it kicks in.
Okay.
This is genius, this song.
Here are this week's random clips.
Good cheese.
I could eat you.
Disgusting!
And I think to myself,
I'm simply going to mince.
Joel Corey, who was brandishing his muscles on, I think it was Insta, something I saw on social media the other day.
Insta! Mm. Right, can we stop this now?
What?
Insta. Neil, who says Insta?
Everybody says Insta these days.
No, like, Steve Wright does, and 13-year-olds do. Insta. Let's never talk of this again.
Everything's changing, love. You know, there's no more Twitter, it's now X, and it's Insta.
No, I find that so uncomfortable. Please, can we stick with Instagram? Please, Steve Wright, please. Good morning, good afternoon to... See, you've put me off my time now. Afternoon to a dirty monkey.
Oh, yes.
A dirty monkey who's listening. He does, after last week's debacle of us not knowing who the actor is in Fantabulosa, the... Kenneth Williams sing. He doesn't want us on his pop quiz.
Right.
So we're not invited Yeah, because our knowledge is not that great. But we're very good on Insta, Paul. If you want us to be on Insta.
Troy Sivan on Acadio, and they'll be here. And, well, big week if you're a fan of Heartstopper. Everybody's talking about this. The trailer dropped, as they say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Insta dropped.
The continuing romance of two young schoolboys, Charlie, played by Joe Locke, of course, and Nick, starring as Kit Connor, obviously. The new series drops, I believe, on the 3rd of August, something like that. And the trailer was, well, I thought was brilliant. Very good. All their friends are in it as well. All going on. Would you like a little taster of the show?
Well, I did see it now because I saw something trending on Twitter, which made me go, oh, no, the anti-gay people are out. And it was, you're being gay. Carry on. And I thought, oh, no, are they being nice? Are they being sort of like an insult?
Oh, no.
And then I realised, oh, no, it's part of the trailer.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, here we go.
Hi.
I have a boyfriend.
Yes, we're all fully aware.
I want to tell people. It's hard to find the right time.
I want you to come out when and how you want to.
I can make sure that Nick doesn't have to deal with what I did. I can protect him. Everything's going to be perfect.
You don't have to understand your feelings completely. You don't have to always have figured everything out. You can just feel.
You're being gay. Good job. Carry on.
It's so life-affirming. I cannot rate. If you haven't seen it yet, where have you been?
I haven't seen it, Neil, and I don't feel the need to.
Oh, no, come on. It's so
I'm too busy. Yeah, no, I saw the trailer and I feel I've caught up to speed. And also, to be honest with you, I watch it on Gogglebox and I find that quite, it's like a little mini bit, but I like the you're being gay, carry on. That was quite fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Great. It was hot.
No, that's wonderful. Congratulations to everyone at Heartstopper.
Saturday afternoon on Gaydio, and another weekend of events of people celebrating their pride wherever they are across Gay UK. And just to mention before I do the list of who is celebrating this weekend, a message from UK Black Pride. You may have seen this, but they've announced a change of date for this year's event. This is due to the rescheduling by the FA of a match between West Ham against Chelsea. So they decided to move it one day. So UK Black Pride say safety, well-being and happiness is paramount. So this year's event will take place a day early on Saturday the 19th of August, FYI. Okay, if you're going. Now, there are people celebrating loads more places, again, having their Pride events this year. Are you ready for the list? Here we go.
Yes!
Bolton, Belfast, Eastbourne, Folkestone, Grattington, Pride in the Dales, Liverpool, Llandovery, Malvern, Norwich, Romford, Hull, Nottinghamshire, Waltham Forest, West Lothian, and tomorrow, Stockport and also Hebden Bridge, where it's Happy Valley Pride.
Oh my God, no! Yeah. Of course it's Neil, because that's where Happy Valley was actually
that's
based.
Right.
Oh, I'd actually go there. I hope everybody just dresses up as you know who.
There's a tower block overhead. All you got your benefits and you're barely scraping by.
This is such a genius. My friend, by the way, Rob, went to see the play that Tommy, the evil Tommy in right. Happy Valley plays.
Yes.
James Norton, not James Norton. Is it James Norton?
Something like that, yes. I think
who's the guy who does America? James, what's his name? Not James Corden, because we couldn't deal with this. James Norden is naked in it.
Right, yes.
For all of the play.
Mm. Oh, really?
All of the play, Neil.
Oh, okay.
And he's anatomically correct, we've been told.
It really is a Happy but Valley.
It's take it, so stay.
All you have to do is stay. Neil and Debbie here, playing Zed. It's called Stay.
So weird you say that, Neil. She said the clock is ticking. Guess who else's clock is ticking?
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Madonna!
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Our favourite. August Leo, August 14th. She was born the day Elvis Presley died.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
So there's been a rumour. Rumour has it that she's been releasing albums quietly, because that's so Madonna,
right,
throughout 2023. Have you known about this? Have
no,
you heard about this?
Under her own name.
Under her own name, and they are EPs of remixes of really classic songs. So they've been sort of going out right throughout the year, but I didn't realise these were mini albums.
Oh.
She started off with Ray of Light. She did Burning Up Physical Attraction EP with all the new remixes of it. Then she did American Life and the stuff with the, you know, with that. And most recently, she released Hollywood, the remixes.
Oh.
I haven't heard any of these.
No, you're a Madonna fan.
Madonna is famous for not letting people remix her albums. Do you remember when we interviewed William Orbit? One of the best interviews we loved William Orbit. Mm. He was from another orbit.
Yeah.
And he was so deep, and he talked about recording with Madonna, and they just sit down and talk about the stars and the universe and life, and she'll go, how about this song? And he'll go, yeah, let's do this. They work the best together.
They work great.
But that is, if you are a Madonna fan, there are tons of new remixes that she's put out, which will please every Madonna Lana fan in the planet, because I love the remixes, Neil. Sometimes they're better than the original.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you don't mind putting a song on, Neil, because I'm off to go and check that out.
Okay. System, Afraid to Feel.
Featuring who on vocals, Neil? It upsets me when they have amazing people on vocals and they never name check them. What's her name? She's a classic singer.
Oh, it doesn't say here, unfortunately.
No. No, her name's Deborah. I know that. Let's just give her the props.
Deborah Cox, not Deborah Cox.
No, not Deborah Cox. Deborah Henry. Deborah Henry, she sang on that song, and she deserves it because it's her that's made it good.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is Ndebs at KDO.
Talking of divas.
Oh. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. My beautiful girlfriend, Australian Lisa, is getting birthday plans ready for me as we speak.
Very good.
It's my birthday on Tuesday, 1st of August. August Leo winner. So Neil, I believe she has filed a report.
She has. Hello, Lisa.
Well, hello, Neil. Oh. Hello, Debbie.
Hi,
darling. Hello, Alex. Oh.
Well, you know what this is?
What?
It's the pre-Debbie birthday weekend. Yes. Are you eating Quavers?
Yes. No.
Are you eating stale Watsits? I mean, yes. How do you celebrate? I hope you both have a little Prosecco in hand.
None, Lisa.
Because we're going to have a Debbie day on Tuesday, one of being in August Leo. And if you've ever heard Debbie, you know that she thinks that they are the best star sign. But we all know it's a June Gemini. Yeah. But I hope you have a sensational show.
Thanks, yeah.
And I hope that you have a sensational weekend. Debbie and I will be... As long as it's sunny. Okay. Oh. Happy summer pre-Debbie weekend.
Absolutely no content in there. I thought she'd mention Sinead or something.
No.
It's all about the August Leo. Yeah.
And what's happening on your birthday? Has she kept it a secret or has she lined something up for you? Do we know?
I tell you what, Neil, she has got off her arse and she has got me Quavers and some champagne to celebrate.
Oh, well, lucky you.
Yes. And what have you got?
Is she going to give you a monster munch?
That's private.
Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio, and I've just seen this on Instagram from Rubella Vaccine, who got in touch with the show last week. Simply a photograph of Rubella under a caption emblazoned with pink in the background. I'm a carby girl in a skinny world. I love a pasty. It's fantastic.
And that's...
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
This has just come in, actually, Neil. This is amazing. A beautiful tip from the Rubella Vaccine. Mm. Barbie has just beaten the Dark Knight's box office record.
Right. Oh.
Everyone is going to see this. And there is a fantastic article in the Pink News about the genius of the new Barbie movie and all the hidden LGBTQ plus sort of meanings in it.
Right, yes.
And, you know, Barbie's best friend is wearing Birkenstocks and is a lesbian feminist. Greta Gerwig, who's the producer, wants Gloria to run away with Barbie, and Gloria is a friend of Barbie. I mean, seriously, I couldn't care less about Barbie before this movie. Oh, Neil, I'm so sorry to say this, but the screen just froze. We watch each other on FaceTime and the screen just froze on an awfully unflattering view. I might have to tweet that. No, it was like a double chin.
Oh, no.
It was a double chin. Oh. No, it's okay. It's all right now, love. But no, everybody, there's so many hidden meanings in this new film, and it's sprinkled for gays.
Yes.
Sprinkled for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You'd never guess, would you?
No.
Barbie. Barbie being camp? No! No!
Yes, Sophie Tucker under house arrest.
Good one. Good one, Neil. It's Gaydio. Neil, it's usually poo at this start of the show, but just before we hand over to the stunning Anthony Murphy, more about him in a moment. But this week, I thought we'd go back to an interview Sinead O'Connor did with the Washington Post Live, because it's a great story she shared when she wrote her book Rememberings, which was a very, very tell-all autobiography. And I want you to picture now the image you have in your head from Nothing Compares to You and that shaved hair.
Yes, yeah.
All right?
Yeah, and the tear.
And do you know why she had that shaved head?
No, I don't.
Do you know why?
No.
Well, I'm about to play you this. And Sinead, she starts off the interview saying that she didn't like the music industry because it was full of idiots, and she wanted to sing protest songs, not pop songs. So here's her.
You know, the whole pop thing, it's a very vampiric arena. And it's almost as if did you ever meet someone where for some reason you just didn't get on with them, your energy didn't work together, there was something not right. It's a bit like that for me when I was in the pop thing. I couldn't be whatever the hell it was I was supposed to be, you know. And as I said in the book, nobody asked me what the f*** I wanted, you know. So it derailed perhaps the dreams of a whole lot of record executives, do you know what I mean? Mostly male, obviously, in fact entirely male in those days.
You write it beautifully in the book. I mean, the moment that the record executive tells this 19-year-old to wear some nice little short skirts and grow her hair out, you go to the barber and say, cut it all off, right?
So I like the chapter in the book about the shaving of the head, because it's a very funny chapter, because the Greek barber, he was a young man himself, probably only a bit older than me, like, and he was having a freak out about doing it. And so the whole scenario was quite funny. And in fact, he, at the very end of it, when he did it, it was like the Nothing Compares to You video, one little tear in his face, because he was so horrified.
Isn't that brilliant?
Wow.
So her whole look was two fingers up to a record executive who said, could you grow your hair wear and wear those shorts? And she went,
that's it for another show. Neil and Debbie here, back next week from 10 a.m. on Gaydio.
On the way next, apparently, can you hear me all right, Neil? Because you said there's technical issues.
You seem to be slightly distorty for some reason.
That's quite upsetting, actually, Neil, because the beautiful Anthony Murphy is on the way next, and he gave us a request to do another Kermit impression.
Oh, well, I think you kind of are.
Oh, am I? Do I sound tired? So he's asked us if we could do a song as Kermit, but we'll have to do that for next week's show.
I think we will, yes. I think we need to go now before it deteriorates into goodness.
Oh, Neil,
knows
the
what.
Whole show deteriorated when we went on air at 10 a.m. Anthony's next, and we love him. Gaydio requests.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, but you're a bit distorted, so just shut up, would you? Thank you.
That was patriarchy taking over, and I didn't appreciate it.
Extra, extra, extra.
No, we've still got that one. Neil, it's my birthday show. Please, can I have the original? I don't like that extra, extra.
Right, well.
It's the emphasis that RuPaul says, tweet all about it. That's the bit I love.
Right,
you know, Debbie, the podcast extra bits here, so we can get a bit, kick our shoes off and let our hair down on our head.
Right, I think I found it. Hang on.
Found it? Okay.
Here we go. Right, okay.
Okay.
Extra, extra, tweet all about it.
That, so you need that.
Oh, dear!
Warning, this bit can be rude, but you know one thing.
It must be real.
And it is. Oh, that's something we made for a disclaimer, was it?
I think so, yeah.
That's a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, clearly seconds were put into that production there, didn't they? Did I make that? Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
So there we have it. Hopefully you can hear this because we were having technical problems and issues during the during the show, weren't we?
I'll have to listen to this back later on because in my headphones, it's all distorted, but you saying it sounds great.
Sound amazing. No, I'm joking. Obviously, yeah. Neil, would you mind if we talked a little bit more about Sinead O'Connor?
Yes, please. Yes, let's do it.
Because I just found a tweet from Tori Amos, I put in that sort of bracket as ferociously unique.
Yes.
They didn't give a what anyone else thought. They just wanted to sing their music. It was so powerful. They just wanted to, Sinead was a force of nature, tweets Tori Amos. Yeah. You can't say X's Tori Amos.
No.
Tweets Tori Amos.
Exactly.
A brilliant songwriter and performer whose talent will not see the like of again. Such passion, such intense presence, and a beautiful soul who battled her own personal demons courageously. Be at peace, dear Sinead. You will forever be in our hearts. T.
Beautiful.
That's stunning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's absolutely stunning.
From the actual Cornflake Girl.
From the Cornflake Girl. Mm. Oh, I love that song. Danny Wears a Cornflake Girl.
Yeah.
I clipped up a couple of other tracks, Neil, because I'm going to... This happened with Bowie. I went, oh, no, I love that song. I love that song. I love that song. But it's the weirdest songs that I love of Sinead.
Mm.
What's your sort of favourite? Because I really was into Sinead O'Connor, you know, really into her.
Mm. Oh, were you? Yeah, I just...
Yeah.
It's the Mandinka I really love, which you played earlier on.
Yeah.
I thought it was superb.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know much of her other stuff, to be honest with you.
19 she was when she released that.
Yeah.
19 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't tie my own shoelaces at 19.
Right.
She's releasing Mandinka.
Yeah, yeah.
And screaming. I mean, there's passion. It's like a war cry in that song.
Oh, totally.
And what is a Mandinka, Neil?
I've no idea. What is a Mandinka?
And there you go. You need to listen to the song to find out.
And also, you know, she took a song by Prince, which was just one of his, I think it was even an album track, wasn't it? And she turned it into that global hit. It's amazing what she did with that, the song and the video, actually. Really tremendous.
Should I tell you a story about Prince?
Mm.
Okay, so Sinead O'Connor obviously recorded his song. And she said the writer, Prince, Squiggle, whatever he is, terrorised her. Quote, terrorised her.
Oh.
She'd she pledged to reveal the details in an upcoming book, quote unquote, when I'm an old lady and I will write my book.
Oh.
But she never got to do that.
Right.
And she said that Prince summoned her to his macabre Hollywood mansion, chastised her for swearing in interviews because she did a lot, and then harangued his butler to serve her soup, although she refused it. And then he sweetly suggested a pillow fight and then put something hard in the pillow and thwacked her around the face with it. Sounded like an arse, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
When she escaped on foot, quote unquote, this is her words, in the middle of the night, he stalked her with his car, leapt out and chased her around the highway.
Oh.
Prince is the type of artist who is hailed as crazy in a good way, as in, you've got to be crazy to be a musician. But O'Connor said, there's a difference between crazy, I mean, a violent abuser of women. Still, the fact that her best-known song was written by this person does not faze her at all. Quote unquote, as far as I'm concerned, it's my song.
Oh,
and it is, because Prince's version's crap.
Well, yeah, exactly. She completely made that song with her version.
So, I mean, Prince isn't here to give his side of the story, but, you know.
But nothing compares to her.
Nothing compares. We could go up there right now.
Where?
Heaven.
Oh, right.
Heaven.
Okay. Yeah.
And ironically, one of my favourite songs of his was called I Wish You Heaven.
Mm.
So, Prince, is there anything you'd like to say to Sinead by way of apology? Because it didn't sound like you were very nice, does it? It didn't sound like
you're looking for the no.
Pleasant.
Mm.
There we go. We're going to leave heaven now because you're only allowed 2 seconds because it's too expensive for the broadband.
Yeah.
So no, Prince regrets nothing. That's in a podcast extra exclusive.
Right.
Prince regrets nothing to his conversation. Can I play you one of my other favourite songs that I loved of hers? I thought this was a genius song. It's called The Emperor's New Clothes.
Oh, right. Yes.
Do you remember this one?
It rings a bell.
Can I play it to you? Could you drop the bed?
Yeah.
Barry?
You held the baby while I rang the bedroom. You said it was dangerous after Sunday, and I knew you loved me. Hit things I just became famous, and that's her can mess me up. But it's wrong. How could I possibly know what I want when I was only 21?
I'm clever. She writes so much, and just the musicality of it is stunning, and she's writing from her heart.
Yes.
I really, really loved her music. There's another one as well that I think should have won an Oscar, and it was from In the Name of the Father.
Oh, right, yes.
That film, and it's called You Made Me the Thief of Your Heart.
Oh.
And I believe this was produced by an astonishing person. Do you know who that was?
Hans Zimmer.
He did the James Bond. No. He did the James Bond music.
Oh,
not Barbara Broccoli.
you mean the original guy that did all the? John Barry.
No, not John Barry, Neil. It's
the guy from more recently.
Go on, I'm going to need more.
Oh no, he was in that.
Oh, it was nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Opening Song and MTV Music Award for Best Video. Or song, and it was Gavin Friday who used to work with Bono. It's written by Bono, Gavin, and Gavin Friday.
Wow, okay.
And Morris Caesar, which is quite a good name, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's absolutely freaking brilliant. Do you know that Sinead O'Connor gave her Grammys and everything back?
Did she?
She refused to go and accept them.
Why was
she's up for Record of the Year. And she boycotted the Grammys, saying and refused to play the Star Spangled Banger before her concerts, because the anthems have nothing to do with music at all. So she refused. I mean, I can see why America went, she's not really for us.
No, yeah.
Ripping up a picture of the Pope
on
TV and going, your national anthem sucks. which is basically what she did. So, but she's got a lot of balls.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't bend over and go, yeah, it's just there.
Oh,
so
no.
Can I play you a little bit of this song? Because I think it's really stunning.
Okay.
And it's very moving, actually. And when you listen to the whole thing, it really thumps you in your throat and your heart. All right.
You made me cold and you made me hard and you made me that thing.
Wow.
And when it kicks in with the drums, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
You're on the floor. Super talented. Absolutely super talented. Anything to add there, Neil?
Thanks, Sinead.
If I die, can you promise not to speak my eulogy?
Neil and Debbie.